Cindy Smith is the Caregiver Support Coordinator for Northern and Eastern Nova Scotia and Caregivers Nova Scotia. Cindy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
First of all, what is Caregivers Nova Scotia?
Caregivers Nova Scotia is a nonprofit organization. We started at a kitchen table in Pictou. Here we are 18 years later. We are incorporated under the Societies Act. We have a board of directors. We have 7 staff members, and we're fully funded by the Department of Health and Wellness, so we get to dedicate all of our time to our clients rather than fundraising.
And what is it that you do with your clients?
Well, first of all, I should define who my client is. And my client is the unpaid caregiver. So that's the family member or the friend who gives care to a loved one. It's regardless of age. It doesn't matter what the medical condition is. It is any loved one. Sometimes it's even a neighbor. Who starts, you know, helping someone in with groceries, and then it sort of grows to checking on them once a week. And then that person's adult child who lives across the country ends up calling the neighbor, and how is mom doing, and do you see her out? And so sometimes there's a little bit of job creep that happens there. It is a big job, and it can be really overwhelming, and that's where Caregivers Nova Scotia comes in. We help our clients find the services and the resources that they need.
And I would imagine a lot of your clients, it probably takes them some time to even come to you because they don't see themselves as caregivers because they're moms and spouses and dads and siblings and, you know, they're just family helping family or friends helping friends.
Yes, that's exactly right. And in my own personal circumstances, 22 years ago, my younger daughter, Maggie, died just before her 5th birthday. Throughout her life, she was profoundly mentally and physically disabled. Throughout Maggie's life, if someone had referred to me as a caregiver, I would have very quickly corrected them and told them, I'm not her caregiver, I'm her mom. However, I've come to learn that those two roles are sometimes mixed together. And just because you are the husband of your care recipient or the wife of or the parent of doesn't mean you're any less a caregiver.
Is that a big challenge, trying to make that identification as the caregiver? It could be the parent, the spouse.
Yes.
The reluctance, I guess, of that person to become known as a caregiver.
It certainly is. And I think a lot of caregivers somehow feel that I ought to know how to do this, but I really don't. And I'm frightened. I have no training to do this. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. Caregivers are, for the most part, inherently self-critical. They feel they're doing a terrible job. And it's only when they get in the company of other unpaid caregivers and they begin to talk and share stories and share experiences, and you can sort of watch their spines straighten and their shoulders are held a little higher, and suddenly they're really seeing the value in what they do and they're recognizing that they really are doing quite a good job.
So in addition to helping them with resources like finding out where they can go and mm-hmm. how to do things, it's also a confidence boost for them so that they're not finding themselves overwhelmed with that feeling, I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing everything mm-hmm. that needs to be done, when in fact they're probably going well above and beyond.
Yes, a confidence boost and a reality check, because they don't really recognize all that they do often until you start having that nice long conversation, and you're as the caregiver support coordinator, I'm asking prompting questions. So what do you do for your mom every day, every week, every month? And that helps them to identify not only the wonderful contribution they're making, but also where the challenges are. And that's where I really come in. I try to help them overcome those challenges, to manage their stress, to find the resources and the services that they need.
You're a coordinator for a huge area.
Yeah.
There must be numbers of support groups in that area that you cover. How many?
Yes. I have in-person support groups in Amherst, in Antigonish, in Stewiacke, and in Truro Heights. So the Stewiacke support group is the first Thursday of each month from 2 to 4 at St. Andrew's United Church Hall in Stewiacke. And that evening, again, the first Thursday of each month from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening. There's another support group that meets at the Red Cross office, 139 Truro Heights Road. And we are grateful that both of those organizations have given us a space to meet.
Can anybody go at any time?
Anybody can go. It would probably be a good idea if they called me just to get sort of a sense of what happens at our support groups. My telephone number for my office is 902-324-2273. We'll talk a little bit about what happens at caregiver support groups. We'll talk a little bit about confidentiality, because caregiver support groups don't work, especially in small communities, unless there's a high degree of confidence that what is said here is going to stay here.
So the first Thursday of every month, that means May the 5th in Stewiacke in the afternoon and in Truro Heights in the evening. And again, that phone number is 902-324-2273. If somebody has not been to one of these meetings, might be a good idea to give you a call.
Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to speak with them.
Cindy Smith, Caregiver Support Coordinator for Northern and Eastern Nova Scotia and Caregivers Nova Scotia, thank you.
You're welcome.